From Tidbits on September 12th, 2011, this is Extra Bits, written by Tidbit staff. We're back with some worthy extra bits, including the sad news of the passing of the founder of Project Gutenberg, a trick for capturing your signature with Preview for signing PDFs, a guide for PR reps, and an as-yet-unexplained security breach at iTunes, and news that the latest airport base stations feature improved performance. Farewell to Michael S. Hart, founder of Project Gutenberg. On Tuesday, September 6, 2011, Michael S. Hart passed away at the age of 64. Hart was considered by many the inventor of the e-book and was the founder of Project Gutenberg, the well-known and highly regarded online library of free e-books. It's no exaggeration to say that Hart's work was a driving inspiration to many pioneers of electronic publishing. We all owe him an enormous debt. Capture your signature using Preview. Did you know the Preview app in Mac OS X, that seemingly simple PDF viewer, can scan and add your printed signature to a document? A new addition to the Annotations bar makes it possible to take a photo of your signature using your Mac's built-in EyeSight or FaceTime camera. Chris Rawson at Tua describes how. Chris Breen on PR Done Wrong. Like us, Macworld senior editor Chris Breen deals with a lot of correspondence from public relations folks, many of whom are clueless about how to engage journalists effectively. He has now written a handy guide for PR flacks to follow with sensible but frequently abused advice such as, a few minutes of research is helpful. We don't want to talk to your CEO. And pitching Windows-only products to a Mac publication will get you ignored. Tracking down an iTunes account hack. Lex Friedman at Macworld tries to figure out why some iTunes account holders are seeing small charges made against gift card and other credits in their accounts when their passwords remain secure. It's a mystery, and Lex says there's no answer to it yet. New Airport Extreme and Time Capsule feature improved throughput. Hardware site AnandTech has posted an extensive review of the 5th generation Airport Extreme base station and the 4th generation Time Capsule. And while you may not want to read the entire 9-page review, it's worth popping to the end where author Brian Klug explains how an internal hardware change from Marvell to Broadcom gives these new models improved throughput and range. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Smile, Intego, and Noteboom Productions. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at Tidbits.com. I'm Adam Engst, and thanks for listening.